Good morning. We're beginning this morning's programme on the farm of Michael Miley, just outside Monastrevin in County Kildare, in the Barrow River catchment. But the Barrow is absolutely everywhere. I've had to abandon the car 200 metres away from the farm and start wading my way in to Michael and his livestock. Michael. Oh, Michael, I am...
I would have collected you.
I'm so sorry this has happened. Yeah. Show me the extent of it.
Someone opened the tap and...
Oh, my God. Look at this.
It's just water everywhere, yeah. All the long fields as well, they're all underwater. All to the left, and that's not even our land, the boundaries, the long trees, that's all underwater. It was very heavy rainfall, to be fair now. Like, me and Daddy were in the sheds, and Daddy said he's never seen this before. Like, even our gutters couldn't take it. So we were in the shed, and the water was just coming in through the sides because the gutters just couldn't take the volume of water.
Met Aaron told me that the average amount of rain you would expect in this part of the country for the whole month of November fell in the space of just 5 days last week. All the fields are submerged. The only things visible are the tops of hedges, fences, and scattered bales of silage. Is this all rainfall, or is there a block drain or something?
The river couldn't take it anymore, and then the drains just burst. Because there's a drain here that's a big main drain that comes from up there, and down where the last bales there are, there's a drain, and they're both connected to the river, and the drains just couldn't take it anymore. So we actually were in the yard, and we could actually watch the water rising in the drains, and then the water just came in.
What does that do to your nerves?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did that rain feel like that kind of really concentrated heavy rain that maybe 20 miles away isn't falling at all?
Yeah, like the mother was at the house, it wasn't that bad up at the house, and the house was only 5 kilometres away. So it was kind of just like one cloud came through here really badly on Wednesday. It was a Wednesday night. It came through here really badly, and did most of okay. This. And then obviously then the river's bringing more and more water now. Because me and Daddy were in the sheds, we were drowned.
The yard is completely inundated too. A foot of a cocktail of rainwater, silage effluent and manure. Michael hopes that he can pump it into an empty slurry tank and spread it next spring to stop it ending up in the River Barrow now. But at the moment, his main concern is keeping his head above water.
The water's kind of sitting at the front of the shed. If it rains again, we're in a little bit of a bother. It's gone into the hay shed, because the hay shed here on the right where the machine is in, that's a little bit lower than these.
Your hay and your straw, you've lost all the bales on the ground there.
I lost all the bales. I'll use them as bedding.
But there's a bag of feed perched there, perilously on top of a pallet.
Yeah.
Another 2 inches and that's gone as well.
Yeah, because we have it normally, you see, in the barrels there. Yeah. But the barrels, they certainly have holes in the bottom to kind of breed. That didn't come in too handy. That's the extent of it. Yeah. Like, they're happy. They're kind of in the dry. Okay. There's a nice big thick layer of straw in it, so they can kind of...
Yeah, the calves are comfortable still.
They're comfortable, yeah, that's the main thing. The animals are comfortable. They have their brushes as well. They're brushing, they're happy. Thank God we have them out. And they're in. Kind of able to walk here. It's actually, the problem is the lane is that little bit
that's a bit deeper than you. We drive down on a teleporter to the tillage end of the operation. Again, water everywhere, and a very large flock of whooper swans has moved in.
What they normally do is, behind the trees there's a cashina. So the river is behind the trees here.
Okay.
And they normally stay around that area. They're always along the back there. And you'll see them. They land and then they walk around.
They wouldn't be swimming.
They wouldn't be swimming. No, they wouldn't be swimming.
Does it unsettle or does it disturb your idea of what it is that you're trying to do here, yourself and your father?
With the swans? It does, yeah.
Look, what we'll have to do is we'll have to wait till the water leaves and we have to assess the damage. If the water doesn't stay too long, the grass will probably be okay. Look, we don't know yet. It is nerve-wracking because we really don't know. That's the problem.
How anxious are you thinking that this is what you're going to have to contend with more and more in the future?
Very, very afraid of that. I don't know what to do with that. If that's a yearly thing, I don't know what to do.
Well, it means this place isn't viable.
No, not anymore. That means we lose it. There's no need to farm it if it's not really going to be usable, to be honest. You know, like all this grass, if the grass takes damage from the floods, that means every year, then when the year starts, I have to start at zero again, I have to reseed everything. Then in the reseeds, I can't let the animals into the reseed because they'll damage it. The ground hasn't settled yet. So that means I would have no fields for animals to go in all year without them badly damaging them. That means I have to stay in 365, and that's not really a nice way of farming, to be honest. I like having animals now. I love watching them in fields and running around and...
But look, I don't need to tell you, you know exactly what the projections for the future are saying about increased rainfall.
Yeah.
You must be wondering, is this the time for a rethink?
Yeah, but it's really all we have. You know, we've been here so long. The whole family kind of lives around the farm. It's our everything. Yeah.
Sunk capital, sunk time, sunk effort.
Yeah,
sunk aspirations.
Yeah. Yeah, like someone asked me why there won't be the value on this place, and I said you can't put a value on it, as in time. And like my father stuck all his youth into this. He built this. Like I said, he built it from the ground. He won't give this place up. That's his everything.
Now, I recorded that piece with Michael this day last week. Since then, obviously, much of the water has drained away, but what was left ended up freezing solid. Hopefully that's something that'll have improved by this morning, but your heart would really go out to Michael and his father. Take a look at the RT Radio 1 Instagram page. You'll see footage there with your own eyes as to what was going on, because if anything, myself and Michael were understating it there in that radio piece. The Scots have a brilliant word for that kind of sudden torrential downpour. Thunderplump. We're going to have to borrow that one, or we're going to have to come up with a word of our own, because this is a part of the new normal. And go back and have a listen to the programmes that we did on slowing down river waters for a possible solution to this problem. But it is something that we're obviously going to be coming back to again and again.